State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Daily edition here coming at you on this Tuesday, November 8th, 2022. Yes, my voice is still not at 100%, but making progress here. I'm going to take it easy here a little bit. Of course, recorded rolling yesterday, and it sounded way worse than it actually sounded today, so it said way worse. So we'll find out. Hopefully this is the wrong time for me to have no voice. There's just so much going on that I want to talk about, and hopefully tomorrow I can start recording those things. And like, this is going to be a little bit different week, obviously. Record tonight, as I'm seeing recording this here before some primetime television here. But I think we're going to take a kind of a detour and pivot to do something else this week. There will be a weekly, but I think I'm going to just ride solo this week on two occasions. That's the plan. Hopefully, but if not, at least I'm going to get one weekly out here before the Baylor weekend. Of course, you want to hear my reactions of the football game. So if you're wondering what's wrong with Eddie's voice, doing a hell of a lot of streaming at the football game, mainly at the terrible calls against Baylor, not Baylor, excuse me, against us, against Texas last weekend. So yeah, it's not been good, but I think today has been, so far, much better than recording yesterday, which I'm going to go ahead and post that anyways. So get that out there. It's going to sound like crap, but shout out to K-State Rowing for getting two bronze medals last weekend in Lawrence, the Jayhawk Jamboree. You can find more on that Cracky Voice Daily podcast there. I wanted to talk tennis real quick here. The K-State women's tennis team finished off their fall season in Stillwater last weekend. Freshman Rosella Grzinska, she was fantastic all weekend long there as she made it all the way to the semifinal, the Constellation semifinals there against Texas Tech's. I'm not even going to repeat that name. That's a Russian name, so we're going to go with that. She was defeated. She was defeated in straight sets, 6-0 and 6-1 there. Sophomore Florentine Deckers was guaranteed a match against KU's Carmen Roxana Manu, where she was defeated there. Also, she in three sets, 6-2, 6-3, and then 7-10 tiebreaker around there. And then freshman Vanessa Suarez, they competed against Cameron Stepp of Texas Tech, and she was also defeated there in three sets there. An epic tiebreaker there. 13-11 there in that tiebreaker there, falling just short of that victory right there in extra matches there. Deckers and Suarez. I don't know what that says right there, but that's just kind of an update, or kind of a wrap up there on women's tennis for the fall semester there for K-State tennis there as well. So I just wanted to, that's pretty much where I want to keep it, nice and brief right there, right here on the Pearl Project Podcast Daily Edition. This won't come out probably until maybe Thursday, and hopefully by then, let me take a swig of this water real quick. Okay, yeah, and maybe by then, my voice will be near back to where it is, or not right at this state, back to normal, or close to normal, hopefully, because there's just so much I plan on recording, obviously. So I'm also recording after Jerome Tang's official debut at K-State, dominant performance there, and Jeff Mitty, women's basketball head coach, hitting a huge milestone. More on that hopefully later on this week on the Pearl Project Podcast. I think the plan is, at least for right now, hopefully my voice keeps trending in the right direction here. So this is a lot better than it was yesterday when I recorded that K-State rolling. And it's not, sorry K-State was rolling, that's not how I wanted to start that off right there with a messed up voice right there, because and then getting a small bug there on late on Sunday night there as well. So I wanted to keep it brief here Tennis probably won't be out either Wednesday or Thursday. We'll see what I decide there. But it will be coming out wherever you get your podcast. Pro Punch Podcast, K-State Nation. Stay tuned. Yes, I'm taking a pivot this week. You're just going to be hearing me all weekend, all week long there as well. So, but I'm hopeful to get two weeklies in this week. You'll hear yours truly there. No crossover this week. And yes, I know Alex mentioned something on the last edition of the weekly podcast there that now we're 0-2. It's Texas teams there. So I'm not going to cross that this week there, but it's there for you guys to listen to. Those are good episodes to listen to. So make sure you have not downloaded those. Please check those out wherever your favorite podcast provider is. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Promo Project Podcast Daily. Eddie Greer, again, you're not subscribed to Triple P. What are you waiting for? Hopefully, by the end of this week, my voice will be back to 100%, and I'm going to be full go, ready to rock and roll about K-State athletics, all things K-State. That's going to do it for this women's tennis edition of the podcast. Again, apologize up front. There's going to be no Alex this week, so I decided, well, let my voice get back to 100% here and then move on from it. But there will be at least one, I guarantee at least one, weekly podcast this week. It'll focus definitely on football in K-State. They need to basically win out if they have any chance, any small hopes of getting to Arlington. Eddie Greer, go Cats. You've been listening to another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.